40 Days of Words, God's Word, Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hi, this is Jim Brown. I gotta be honest, when I first heard this verse when I was a boy, I thought, that doesn't make sense. As a boy, I like to eat. In retrospect, I don't know how my folks could afford throwing all that food at me when I was a teenager. But Jesus here, being tested by Satan, which happened right after his baptism in the Jordan River by John the Baptist, is combating with Satan and using Scripture as his weapon. Jesus is saying that the Word of God is more important than food, which makes me think, if the Word of God is that important, then Christians need to read, ponder, and do the Word of God like it says in James, be doers of the Word, not hearers only. And so then the question comes up, how are we doing? Today, as far as food goes, we have a lot of choices, and I admit we are blessed. But many people still choose unwisely. They choose foods that have too much of this or too little of that. Sometimes we give thought to what we eat or drink. Other times, not so much. So now, let me ask the same question of our intake of God's Word. Are we getting enough of God's Word? Do we read and ponder? Or are we just speed reading to get through it? In the Psalms, you'll sometimes find the little word Selah after a phrase. It's analogous to a rest you'll find in musical nomenclature, if you're into that. And the word Selah is Hebrew, and it means pause, ponder, and or consider what the phrase just said. So, the next time you read your Bible, here's an idea. Try adding your own Selah after a verse or two or three. It may help you get more nourishment from it. My prayer, Lord, help me to gain from the Scripture exactly what you want me to get. Help me to pause more often and seriously ponder your word. Amen.